Electric vehicles made by General Motors, or GM, will be able to use much of Tesla's charging network in the United States beginning early next year. GM will also begin using Tesla's connector, the device that connects an electric vehicle to a charging station. GM joins Ford in changing its electric vehicles, or EVs, to work with about 12,000 of Tesla's 17,000 chargers. The two big American automakers are pushing to make Tesla's connector the most widely used in the industry. GM CEO Mary Barra and Tesla's CEO Elon Musk made the announcement recently during a Twitter Spaces discussion. In May, Ford CEO Jim Farley joined Musk to announce that Ford's electric vehicles would be able to use much of Tesla's charging network. Tesla's system of electric charging stations is the largest in the nation. Farley said Ford would switch to Tesla's connector instead of going with the connector used by the rest of the industry. At first, GM and Ford EV owners will need an additional device, an adapter, to be able to use the Tesla stations, which have their own connector. But GM and Ford will switch to Tesla's North American Charging Standard connector starting with new EVs produced in 2025. Tesla has about 17,000 supercharger stations in the U.S. The U.S. Department of Energy says there are about 54,000 public charging stations in the U.S., but many of the public stations charge much more slowly than the Tesla stations. Like Ford, we see this as an opportunity to expand access to charging, Barra said, adding that GM hopes the rest of the industry will move to the Tesla charging connector. Tesla's connector is different from the CCS connector used on most other electric vehicles. Musk said that GM and Tesla vehicles would have an even playing field at the charging stations. We will provide support equally to both, he said. The most important thing is we advance the electric vehicle revolution. Financial details of the agreement between the two companies were not released, but GM spokesman Daryl Harrison said GM is not paying Tesla. There are other opportunities both companies can take advantage of as a result of the agreement, Harrison said. Details of the deal are still being worked out. GM EV owners may have to pay a monthly payment to use Tesla's charging network, or they could pay for each use. Current GM owners probably will need to buy the adapter, Harrison said. Tesla's charging network is a huge competitive advantage for the company based in Austin, Texas. Tesla sells more EVs than any other company in the U.S. Chargers often are near major roads, making it easier to go on long trips where most fast charging plugs are needed. But permitting EVs from GM and Ford to use Tesla stations will make it easier for their owners to charge while traveling. The deal also could affect some Tesla owners who already are competing for space at some of the busier supercharger stations that are mostly in California. Barra said joining Tesla's network would almost double the number of chargers available to GM electric vehicle owners. Mike Austin, an electric vehicles expert for Guidehouse Insights, said GM joining the Tesla network is a step toward making Tesla's connector the most widely used in the industry. It seems like there's a lot of momentum going the way of the North American charging standard, for sure, he said. I'm John Russell.